The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Ons gesels vandag oor waar trek jy die lyn tussen like being someone that a parent that is pushy and being encouraging. So there's a very fine line. I find myself straddling this line a lot of the time.
I imagine as a responsible parent, it's one you sort of have to ask yourself the whole time.
Yes, because if you see potential, you have to push. And I think on the line, we're going to be speaking to Tammy, who is very much in agreement with that. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross, Tammy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, very thanks. Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Thank you.
Are you a pushy parent, Tammy?
Very.
I love that.
Okay.
Very, very.
Tell us
I
more.
People hate me for it, but that's just the way I am. Like you say, I've seen the potential in my kids. I can see where their talents can take them, and they can go across the world. I mean, people will pay them to go places and see places, and that's an opportunity I never had as a kid. I'm not going to let you sit back, and I'm not going to let you say, oh, I don't feel like doing it. You're going to do it because God gave you those talents for a reason.
Hold on. You're talking there like this is experience talking about going overseas and doing stuff. What's the story?
No, not really experience. I know my kids can get there. My kids have amazing talents. My son is 13 years old at the moment. He's doing so well in rugby, so well in athletics. My daughter is busy with her acrobatics championships at the moment. She's 9 years old. So they're going places. But one day they wake up and they say, oh, no, I'm not feeling it. I don't feel like doing it. I'm like, sorry, bud, you're going. You're doing this.
Tammy, where is your son now? Because it's holidays. Is he doing some kind of a holiday camp for rugby or what's happening?
Yeah, he's in Zanine at the moment. We just came back from there yesterday. But he's still there until Wednesday. They're in Zanine. They're on a rugby tour at Hoërskool Ben Foster. And I was watching the games live this morning from my office. And I was about to break my phone because he's just not performing like he usually does. And I watched up the coach and I'm like, please take him off the field. I don't know what he's doing. It's not good enough.
Take him off. Take him off.
And we watched the game on Saturday. We were there. And family of mine from Australia was with us, and it's the first time they've seen him play. And I keep bragging about how good he is, and he's just not performing. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
He's 13.
And he just
starts
crying, and everyone's like, Shane, he's not feeling well. I said, it's not good enough for me. This is not who you are. You need to get back in the game. What is happening?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. So because I work
I don't.
No, I get it. Because, Baja.
Is this the non-parents in me talking?
Yes. Tammy, I'm not going to crucify you here. I get it. So because I work on this show and it's at these times, unfortunately, I miss a lot of sport. And my son does a lot. So he does rugby, he does cricket, he does athletics, he does soccer. And he's also on the swimming team. So then I'll get these videos from his dad where he's swimming, or even in athletics is my worst because I know how fast he is. I know how good he is. This child is shopping. He's looking at lane 3. He's looking at lane 4. He's looking everywhere but in front of him to the finish line. And I can see these other kids are not as fast as him. And I just want to throw the phone. So I feel you, Tammy. We are on the same team.
No, it's terrible. And that's not... You know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of time, there's a lot of sweat and tears that goes in it, not only from his side, but from ours too.
Yes.
And, you know, my daughter as well, I push her to practice every single day because it's thousands of rands that go in there. And I'm not going to throw that in your face, but that is, it's a fact. You know, and if you're not performing and if you're not pulling your weight, then why am I doing the effort? But I'm certainly not going to sit back unless you just decide for yourself, oh, I'm not in the mood today. You have to bring your A game every single day. That's just the way it is.
Can I just say that as the non-parent in this room, I'm sitting so firmly on the fence at the moment because I hear what you're saying and then my brain goes to things like King Richard and the story with Serena and Venus Williams and how dad used to take them out all the time to the court, go and play, go and practice, come rain, come shine, we will be there, we'll be doing the thing.
Yeah.
And now it's like, look at us, we're world champions, I'm so glad I got pushed. But I also know so many people in real life who are like, I just had to do all these things I didn't want to do because my mom and dad wanted me to do them.
The thing for me is if you've got a talent and you're not enjoying what you're doing, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because you've been given that talent for a reason, and you know it should come easy, it should come naturally. And if you're so good, just keep pushing, and you will enjoy it one day, and you will reap the benefits one day. Especially when you can travel the world, people pay you to do that. I mean, I've never had that opportunity, and although I don't want to live, you know, through them, but why are you going to give that up just because you one day you wake up and you're like, I'm tired, I'm not feeling well, you know? My son, at the moment, I've just phoned him awake from his tour because he's sleeping, he's so sick. I said, listen, bud, take a little flex, take a Panado, take a Sinuclear, whatever, have a meal and get up.
Go.
Do whatever you must do. No, I want to come home. I said, there's no chance. Mm-mm. Sorry. Let's try again tomorrow.
Oh.
Tammy, you can call in anytime.
I am putting you on the pushy parent list, Tammy. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I am.
That's fine. I'm right up there.
Okay.
No problem.
Thanks for the call and good luck. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you
Tammy. Fair enough.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I mean,
the amount of time and energy that goes into scheduling, making sure they can go to practices, buying the kit, doing all of the stuff. Like now, I think I'm not the pushy parent, and then I realize I am. And then when it comes to their musical practice, because Fallon plays the violin and she plays the piano and James plays the drums, he doesn't let them slack. And then I go, oh my word, he's so hard on them. But actually not. He's doing what I do with all that stuff.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.